You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello and welcome to the Manchester United weekly podcast. I'm Harry Robinson and this is the Sounds of MUFC. It's Tuesday, 26th of September, and tonight United host Crystal Palace in the League Cup third round. This episode will take you into, or remind you of maybe, an Old Trafford match day. With some opinions and analysis interspersed throughout, this is what a home match day sounds like. From home in South Manchester, into town to meet mates at the Preble of the Peak and then out towards M16 and Block W212. The Pev is a Manchester institution, a small, triangular-shaped, historic old Victorian pub that stands alone, kind of on an island, in a fork in the road. It's just about 100 yards or so away from the Rochdale Canal. Graced by the presence of Eric Cantona only a couple of years ago, and for the normal man and woman, it's a classic for a pre-match stipple. It used to open on Saturdays only if Man United were playing at home. That's no longer the case. It's open every weekend and normally full, as it will be when I go in there in just a second. The noise of fanzine sellers at Old Trafford is probably the most evocative one for me. Red News has been going since 1987, long, long before I was born. United We Stand since 1989, long before I was born as well. Red Issue ran from 1989 until 2015, when it sadly stopped production of the print fanzine. The two fanzines remaining, Red News Unite, we stand off sellers on either end of Sir Matt Busby Way, one up near Lumicari's fish shop, another down by Hotel Football, where I've just passed after getting off the tram by Wharfside, which is a new stop that is built on the old site at the Sam Platts pub. United, we stand as a couple of more sellers too by the United Foundation building and on the Stretford End Bridge as well. But it's one of the lovely sounds of coming to Old Trafford is the sizzling of the burgers that is accompanied, of course, by that brilliant smell of caramelising onions, but also of fanzine sellers flogging United. We stand on Red News as the kind of, I don't know what you call it, the hum, the murmur of football fans about to enter England's largest club football stadium starts to grow. This is the Munich Tunnel, named in 2008 on the 50th anniversary of the Munich air disaster. Inside the tunnel are tributes to the victims of the crash and an incessant flame, one that never goes out. You'll also find entrances to hospitality suites, the press box and the director's box. And it's one of the key sites, probably the key site of protests, anti-Glazer ownership protests by the 1958 group. Gets very busy just before the match kicks off, with people going into Sir Bobby Charlton's stand. It's one of those boxes I mentioned, and people on the corner of the Stretford End, Stretford Paddock, which is where I'll be going in at W14 in just a second.
Go, 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 go
Manchester United 3, Crystal Palace 0. That was, it's an interesting thing, football, where you can win 3-0 against a certain opposition and it will mean so much in the Premier League. You can win against the same opposition in the League Cup, where you actually get through to another round, one step closer to a trophy, and yet it seems to mean half as much. It's a very, very weird thing in English football, but there it is. And that was the kind of noise you got at Old Trafford throughout the game. But United 3-0 after the struggle and strife of the last few weeks, that is a much needed result, as was Burnley at the weekend. That was tight, this was much less so. It was slow, ponderous a little bit at the beginning, but United were warming themselves up and eventually found not just the one goal needed but three goals needed, and some nice ones as well. Casemiro with a very influential performance. I thought Hannibal was excellent again. Johnny Evans came off the bench to, as you will have heard with those clips throughout the game, to a fairly rapturous reception. And I didn't think a few weeks into the season, after the signings of, say, Mount and Rasmus Højlund and Andre Onana, it would be Johnny Evans who was getting the largest reception at Old Trafford and at Burnley at the weekend as well. It's very strange. On Højlund, it was interesting watching him when he came on, when the game was kind of sewn up, having the opportunity to just kind of watch him alone without kind of incessantly following the match play, without too much pressure on the game at that point. Just the work rate is fantastic to see. I always feel the kind of privilege of being able to watch a player rather than have to follow the ball, which is obviously what you have to do on TV, or what the TV director makes you do. And having the chance to watch Højlund and kind of just see his runs and the way he pins defenders back, I'm really excited about him. And also being able to see the interaction between him and Marcus Rashford on the touchline as they were warming up for him to come on. Obviously Rashford didn't come on, Højlund did get the call, but just seeing them talking to each other and kind of analysing the game together and kind of pointing out areas where each of them could be moving, each of them could be receiving the ball. And with the comments that we've seen in the last week or so, and when Rasmus Højlund signed for United, that I'm excited about that partnership, absolutely. Dan Gore coming on for his United debut, very well deserved. Was sent off in pre-season, and you wondered whether that would not help his case with Ten Hag, but I didn't think that at the time, and this is clearly showing it. I thought he had a tough first few minutes. A lot of passes back to his man, he'd kind of receive it off Lindelof and give it straight back to him, and that happened quite a lot. There was a couple of months where he's wrestled off the ball as well. I think he grew into the game, and I mean, basically it's nice to get that debut out the way, and the nerves of that first game for United out the way, and next time he plays I hope we'll see a bit more of the true Dan Gore. It's something I've spoken about with Kobbie Mainoo as well. I think when he made his debut for United he didn't really show the true Kobbie Mainoo, and I think Dan Gore was the same tonight, but really pleased to see him get it. Much deserved. He's a proper Red from a massive family of Reds as well, so I know there'll be so many proud Gores around Manchester tonight, which is lovely, and what these kind of third round of the League Cup should be about, as well as getting through. So Manchester United 3, Crystal Palace 0. I'll be heading into the Bishop's Blaze in just a second, which is a pub that used to be called the Dog and Partridge, just outside Old Trafford. You cross the Stretford End Bridge, or you come just off Sir Matt Busby Way and you come to the Bishop's Blaze. It's now Wetherspoons, which is you might not realise because it's slightly different from normal Wetherspoons, but it's not the best pub at all times, but it's a good stopping off point while you're waiting for the queues to die down before heading home from Old Trafford.
You didn't recognise anyone?
I've seen him. That wasn't bad.
Good showing.
So that's nearly home. Manchester United 3, Crystal Palace 0. A very positive night for the club's academy, of course, with a Garnacho goal, a warm reception for Johnny Evans, a fine performance from Hannibal, and a debut for Dan Gore. Difficult at under-21s level with an 8-1 defeat to Bolton in the EFL Trophy. A heavy one, not entirely surprised. Plenty to learn from that one, I'm sure. But a good night for United anyway. And it can become easy to take this stuff for granted going to Old Trafford, but I try to remind myself not to, and had an enjoyable moment while on the tram going through Deansgate earlier with its newish cluster of skyscrapers and a lovely sunset en route to United, and thinking I used to dream about doing this, going to Old Trafford week in, week out to see my team. This has been the Sounds of MUFC on the Manchester United Weekly Podcast with me, Harry Robinson. Thank you for listening. Have a great week. Goodbye.
Podcast Network.